At each and every holy sacrifice of the Mass, the Church reminds us in a very beautiful way as we begin the second part, the liturgy of the Eucharist, with an invitation. The priest will say to the congregation in the preface, "The Lord be with you." The congregation responds, "And with your spirit." He will then say, "Lift up your heart." The congregation will then respond, "We lift them up to the Lord." The act of lifting up our heart to the Lord is not only an act of prayer. It's a disposition of our heart, our mind, our soul, our everything. Lifting them up from the mundane reality of this world and fixate our heart to the love of God, to the things of heaven, to life eternal, my brothers and sisters. Jesus, today as we celebrate the Ascension, by his own power, by his own divinity, ascended into heaven, so that where he is at this moment, we shall be if we become more Christ-like. If we live our life as his disciples, if we allow the Holy Spirit, that very love of the Father and the Son, to sanctify us, to change us, to transform us, to lead us, to guide us toward the love of the Father as we become more Christ-like each day. The Ascension affirms Christ's own divinity because he ascended into heaven by his own power. Christ, the second person of the Trinity, the beloved Son of the Father, became incarnate. He took on flesh to live like us in all things but sin. He experienced everything that we experience as human beings, even pain, suffering, trial, hardship, rejection, betrayals, all of those hard reality, he had experienced them personally, but in a very beautiful way. Christ teaches us that he understands what we're going through, that he himself had to undergo a lot of those trials and hardship. He lived like us in all things but sin, to teach us that even in our hardest days, in our hardest trial, he understands. He is close to us. And in a very beautiful way, Christ lived like us in all things but sin, to teach us of what it means to be beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, in his own public ministry, Christ always found time to retreat into secluded place to pray, to unite his heart to the Father's own love. Do we, my brothers and sisters, learn to step back and receive the Father's love? Or are we too busy, quote-unquote, doing ministry? When I was a seminarian, there's always a joke that priests had to take an either or. Some priests will say, "My work is my prayer," where they work, but they really don't have any time for meditation, for reflection, for contemplative prayer. Or there are priests who say, "Oh no, my calling is that my prayer is my work," and they spend time praying all the time but never make time to care for the people entrusted to them. It's not an either or, it's a both and. Our work need to sanctify our prayer, so that we bring into prayer what we have experienced each day, just like Jesus in his own public ministry. He brought all the pains, all the sufferings, all he underwent to prayer and lift all of them up to the Father. And coming to the Father, and unite his heart to the Father, he's able to have the strength to give to the people who were hurt, who were in need of healing, who were in need of consolation. It's a both and. I have been taught by a lot of priests that people come to us hurt. Therefore, we need to be recharged first in prayer to give to them the hope, the faith, and the charity that comes from our own prayer life, come from the love of God. So my same offering is to you. How do you pray? How much time do you spend in prayer, receiving the love of the Father, by becoming more like the Son through the power and working of the Holy Spirit? How are you and I becoming more Christ-like each day? So that when we come to other people, when this world and this chaos, all is flux, all is trials, hardship, is suffering, when it gets hard, when it keeps pulling and drawing life away from us, who do we draw strength from? Who give us life? And how are we praying so that we have what not of ourselves, but things that are eternal, everlasting, ever faithful, the matters that come from God to offer to others. We have to give to other people the love of God. And it had to begin with us by how we lift up our heart in prayer, in worship, and in our own way of life. Lift up your heart, my brothers and sisters, that we celebrate Ascension this weekend throughout the United States of America. Lift up your heart from the mundane things of this world. Lift up your heart from the lies, the manipulation, the enslavement of this world. Lift up your heart and let your hearts be fixated on that loving relationship that God is faithful. That God loves, that God yearns for our return, and that our heart is not made for this world. Saint Therese of Lisieux reminds us very clearly that the world is thy ship, not thy home. The world is our ship. We are a people on a pilgrimage toward the final destination, the final place. The world is not our end all in all. So stop building our kingdom here. Jesus ascending to heaven tells us that, teaches us that where he is right now, we shall be with him for eternity. So stop focusing so much effort, so much energy, trying to build our kingdom here on this world, but forget where we will be for eternity. Lift up your hearts, my brothers and sisters, so that the joy of Christ dissipate, burns away all the things of this world that are holding us back. Lift up your heart, my brothers and sisters, so that the power of the Holy Spirit transform us into truth, so that we can become more Christ-like each day and know our dignity, our self-worth, our mission, our purpose as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father. Lift up your heart, my brothers and sisters, to the place where Christ is right now, to heaven, so that in the midst of all the world's up and downs, we know that this world cannot steal away our joy. I'll end my homily today by sharing with you an experience that I have experienced at the Lord's in a recent trip, accompanying our wounded warriors on a program sponsored by the Knights of Columbus called Warriors to Lourdes. One of the participants on the first day when we begin to share our stories and why we go to Lourdes, this participant said, "I don't even know why I am here. First, I'm not even Catholic. Second, I feel so alone, so isolated. My family have rejected me. They don't want to talk to me. I have no one to turn to. I'm all alone. I don't know why I'm here." So we try to comfort this person the best that we can and invite this person to open up their heart throughout the whole pilgrimage and let the work of God be done in him and through him to the power and intercession of the Blessed Mother. And at the end of the pilgrimage, this person gave a very beautiful testimony. It might sound so simple, but it touched me so much. It made me cry. This person said, "I know how to pray again. I know who I am. I am a child of God. I know how to pray again. I know who I am. I am a child of God." In those simple words lies all the consolation that this world cannot rob of us, the true joy that comes from knowing God. And he, and this person also told me that they now know how to pray for the intercession of the Blessed Mother. They now have a new friend to intercede, to guide, as an example, to love them. Do you know who you are, my brothers and sisters? Are you joyful? Is your heart being lifted up to the things of heaven, or is still being bogged down by the things of this world? Lift up your hearts, my brothers and sisters. Find a joy that comes from God. As we celebrate Ascension this weekend, I ask you again, where does your joy lie? Who do you think you are? And how often do you pray or lift up your hearts? Do not let this world steal our joy away. Lift up your heart.